There's a lot going on inside your stomach. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Dennis Wolin, an assistant professor in the Department of Molecular and Experimental Medicine at Scripps Research Institute, is working to isolate enzymes and precisely define their uses.
We are covered from head to toe with a diverse network of organisms, including bacteria, fungi, and their viruses. This group of organisms is termed the microbiome, and the best characterized community of our resident microbes is located within the large intestine. The gut microbiome is essential for human health because it provides nutrients from the food that we eat, as well as making essential vitamins that we absorb. Our ability to understand the importance of the microbiome is just beginning, and is essential for biomedical research, as it has been established that alterations in bacterial populations can result in the onset of diseases such as obesity, malnutrition, and cancer. My laboratory focuses on the enzymes that the microbiome communities manufacture. We want to first determine if microbiomes of different people produce similar or different varieties of enzymes, as the types of bacteria that make up an individual's gut microbiome is unique, like a fingerprint. We also want to understand the biological role bacterial enzymes have within our intestinal tract, as well as what happens to these enzymes in disease states. To accomplish these tasks, we develop molecules that act as magnets to isolate particular classes of bacterial enzymes from human microbiome samples. We use the small molecule isolation technique in combination with several scientific instruments and computational programs that allow us to identify which bacteria produce the enzymes our molecules magnetize to. These tools allow us to also measure the amount of particular enzymes between microbiomes of different people or diseases. Ultimately, our goal is to develop a set of valuable chemical tools to help understand microbiome biology, as well as employ our methods to identify potential therapeutic targets to combat microbiome-related diseases.
That was Dennis Wolin of the Scripps Research Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I put my mouth on you, but that's another issue. Butterflies up in my stomach. When I laid eyes on you, or was it infection manifesting? Confused over the feeling, impatiently eating you, chiquina worm chewing on the wall of my intestine. I'ma eat you till there's nothing left.